A question that I often get asked is raising your frequency. When I say raise your vibration or frequency, what does that actually mean? It has different meanings for different people, and if you're completely new to this, it might not make any sense. So basically what it means when I say to raise your frequency, I'm referring to energy and the energy kind of energy signature that people give off. Let's just say it without using any buzzwords. If you meet somebody and they seem really, really friendly, they're positive, they're smiling like quite a lot, they give off this natural positive energy. And in fact, they don't even have to be smiling. It's more just like an energy they give off, a feeling that you get when you're around them. They feel genuine, you know, they make eye contact, they are available and open to you. And also with their body language as well, they're kind of wide open, you know, they're kind of very approachable, easy to talk to. You could say this is a high vibration or a high frequency. In, you know, an opposite to that, you might have met people who are really like, closed off. It's almost like boxing, right? They literally have their kind of guard up and they're kind of closed off in their body language. Maybe they're hunched over, they're looking down, or maybe they're just, you know, they're just staring at you and it's like a really nasty stare. And then when you talk to them, it's very closed. They don't ask, you know, many follow-up questions. They're kind of, you know, like a closed book almost. And I'm not saying that everyone who's a closed book is a low vibration. It's more a feeling that you get when you're with them, because you can have super quiet people who, you may have heard the term, they hold space, or they give off like a good energy when they hold space. So that is a thing as well. You know, if you have somebody who's really quiet, but you feel relaxed and calm and, you know, happy when you're with them, then that's also high vibration. It's really just like a description of how they make people feel when they are around other people. And this can come in different forms, but really it's just about the energy they give off. And fundamentally, that energy that they give off comes from within. So it's like it's a self-generated energy and it's based on their thoughts and feelings inside them. So if they feel like really happy, really positive, vibrant, joyful inside, of course, they're going to radiate that out to other people. And that's really how it works. The reason that you're attracted to certain people and pushed away from other people is because you can subconsciously detect that vibration. And don't even call it vibration if you don't want to. Just call it their energy. The body language, the subtle cues that they're giving off. You can very accurately, most people actually, can intuitively sense that. And, you know, there's many reasons why. We could go back into history and talk about genetic programming, how it was useful for survival, all this kind of stuff. But people, everyone, right, you and me, everybody else, give off these subconscious, really subtle things, whether it's body language, the way we hold ourselves, the way we talk, you know, the timing in between our words, all of these things make up this pattern which other people kind of interpret as a signal. I'm trying to explain this as easily as I can. And what happens is you can subconsciously pick up on that signal. And that's what I say when I say raise your frequency. What I mean is do all of these things. It's an inside job, right? Do all of these things, the shadow work, internal stuff, raising, you know, meditating, building positive habits, doing things in your life that will raise your vibration. And then other people will notice that, you know, in you. They will notice that extra confidence. They'll notice that increased energy, positivity, and they'll feel more comfortable coming up to you. And this is how it works. This is when you do raise your vibration and change those things, people who are also high vibration notice that. Because again, we all subconsciously notice these things. And they will be attracted to you. They will literally come, you know, be magnetized towards you and say, oh, that person's giving off an interesting energy. Let's go and talk to them. And this is part of how the manifestation thing works. By giving off these signals, not just to people, but to the entire universe, by giving this energy and this frequency, you know, from within you, that magnetizes things that are on the same frequency. So, and this is a whole thing, right? I'm going to do a whole live stream about this, actually. But to keep it short and simple, basically the things that high vibration people tend to have, peace, happiness, joy, financial abundance, strong friendship circles, all of this stuff will come towards you when your frequency is high. In fact, it's not like they come towards you, it's that they can't help themselves. It has to happen that way. In exactly the same way, your current situation and frequency is attracting and keeping in your life all of the things that you're currently experiencing. So, and I could go into a lot more detail on this, but you know, Basically, it's generated from your inner state, your emotional state, and the way you think, the way you, all of the stuff that happens inside, what you focus on, your mindset, your beliefs, all of those things combine together to create this kind of energy. And then that's the energy that you give off. And then when you give off that energy, it's really actually happens instantly, almost before you've done it in the quantum realm. But that's a whole other topic. But basically, it kind of radiates off into the universe. Other people subconsciously pick up on it and are attracted to you. And this is where you get this idea that, oh, that person just seems to be lucky. They're always really positive, right? I guess they're always really positive, and they always seem to be lucky and get opportunities coming towards them. They're always meeting interesting new people. How is that possible? Well, it's not luck. It's exactly this. It starts with their inner state, the mindset, beliefs, thought patterns, feelings, emotions, and, you know, inside them. That generates the behaviors and subconscious things that they radiate out to the universe and other people. And then the universe and other people, which are really kind of the same thing, reflect that back to them and kind of bring it back full circle. So I will do a full live stream on this. Make sure you're subscribed. And if you want to learn more, I do have a full 1 hour long training on how to raise your frequency. But this is really what raising your frequency means if you're a complete beginner to this, if you don't know, if you've heard the term and you don't know what it means. So yeah, in the link, well, not in the link, in my channel, you can go and see, like, there's an hour long training, or you can go to astralhq.com and it'll be somewhere in the menu. Yeah, and I also do regular live streams from my private community, the Freedom Tribe, which you can find in the description. And in there, we cover all kinds of stuff. You know, we go into, like, your personal questions. We break things down live on the stream. We answer stuff. We share different things. All the stuff that I can't talk about here, I talk about there. So I would highly recommend you to go and join that. And yeah, I'll see you next time.